today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, March 5th, 2025 edition. So far during the break, this is unanimous, 100%. 31 people texted me in for no, would not be a problem. Not a problem for me to prove my U.S. citizenship. Copy my birth certificate, social security card, not a problem. So absolutely, absolutely not an issue, not a problem. One of the things that we're looking at here is the budget, road funding, long-term funding formula. One of the things you have to understand that this has been going on for years. 10 years ago, shortly after the 2015 road funding package, this was during Governor Rick Snyder's administration, a 27-member expert committee came together and crafted a 188-page report. It found that despite the legislature hiking the state's gas tax, to 26.3 cents a gallon, which raised back then $1.2 billion a year in road funding, the system, the overall system, still needed another $2.2 billion a year to get 90% of Michigan roads to either good or fair condition. Lance Benamy, the legislative liaison for the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, MITA, estimated today that during a House committee hearing, he believed that maybe five people in the state of Michigan actually took the time to read it. His basic point in speaking with lawmakers today was it is not necessary to have another Blue Ribbon Commission perform another study to show that we need to put more money into our local roads, end quote. As lawmakers look at how to come up with an estimated $3 to $4 billion that's estimated to get Michigan roads to 90% good or fair, the road lobby has been more than bold with ideas. Members of various organizations looked at this situation from different political spectrums. While the members of the committee were interested in hearing different proposals, Michigan Municipal League legislative liaison John LaMescia surrounded a 50-cent fee for deliveries that could go to help local roads across the state. He suggested that they've looked into this. Delivery companies like Amazon or even food deliveries would have to pay a 50-cent fee. That money would go directly to the local county road commission to help fund local roads. This idea was floated basically last month, February 10th. He went on to say, now there's different thoughts and ideology on whether we should raise new revenue or not. But from a stakeholder standpoint, I know one of the worst things I can do is sit at a table and say we want to take somebody else's revenue. He said the number attached to be given to local roads needs to be somewhere in the ballpark of at least $275 million. What we found was that about $250 million is the threshold to get the peanut butter spread effect across 600-plus road agencies. He said there's only two examples of the delivery fee being used, and the model they looked at came out of Colorado. And that even had the least number of exemptions. However, the smallest of the small businesses would be exempt and pointed to those making less than $500,000 in sales not be included. Also, any brand new business would get a pass because the revenue stream wouldn't be yet established. Above and beyond that, you'd have to pay the retail delivery fee. He said it would also be limited to goods that have sales taxes attached to them. Ordering groceries for house home delivery wouldn't fall under the delivery fee schedule. He said, for example, something like toothpaste. Well, this would end up falling into the fee pocket because it's a consumable item that is not considered food, and you pay sales tax. Also, Denise Donahue, the CEO from CRA and Associates, cited $3 billion as the number they wanted to hit for local roads to help get them back on track towards getting the roads and bridges fixed that couldn't obtain federal aid. The time to increase funding for transportation is now, LaMascia said. He went on to say, if you don't do it, it's only going to make it worse. So here we are. We're into budget negotiation mode. Usually, most of the time, they try to get budgets to the governor's desk in July, early July, before summer break. Sometimes they're submitted in August. But almost half the time, they end up being finalized after Labor Day, when they come back into session. Per the Constitution, state of Michigan, the fiscal calendar we're on when it comes to our budgets run from October 1st to midnight on September 30th. The problem we have is the governor wants to raise taxes on corporations, forcing them to pay their fair share. She's not willing to shift money around revenue that's already coming into Lansing. She wants new taxes. She wants new revenue. Well, the Republicans, they're not buying it. Not interested in doing that in any way, shape, or form, period. Basically, end of story. So is this going to be the issue that causes the state government to shut down midnight on September 30th? God only knows. But here is the problem. We don't need to study this anymore. Go back to that report, 188 pages from 10 years ago. The roads have not gotten any better, especially local roads, over the last 10 years. Even though the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ran on it in both 2018 and 2022, she hasn't done it. This is absolutely a complete failure on this governor. And now she's having to deal with the Republican-controlled House. They're saying it's our way or the highway. You adopt our methods, our formulas for doing this, or we're not going to vote for anything else. Senate Democrats working with the Democrat governor, not happy about the position they're in. Well, you guys should have fixed this when you had the trifecta. You had control of the House, the Senate, the governor. You should have done it last year. But what did they do? They kicked the can down the road like they have been for decades. And we still have crappy roads in Michigan. I'll give you a perfect example. I don't know how many of you drive the back roads, if you will, within cities. But I got to tell you, Traverse City, their side roads, I don't care if it's 8th Street, Washington, Union, it doesn't matter. When you're negotiating traveling through the city of Traverse City to get to a doctor's appointment, massage therapy, whatever it is that you're needing to do, you take back roads, you are going to be bouncing around in your car, and you're only doing 25 miles an hour. Some of these potholes are so bad that you literally have to drive around them. Because if you go over them, you are absolutely doing damage to your vehicle. One of them on 8th Street, you literally have to go on into oncoming traffic. If you don't cross the line and get into the other lane, you are going to be damaging your vehicle. That's how bad it is in Traverse City. It's unbelievable how crappy their roads are. One of the things you have to understand, this process is able to be fixed at the local level, and they refuse to even consider it. I spoke to Senator Kleinfeld, Democrat from East Point's office, about eliminating MDOT, giving the money directly to the road commissions in each county. Never got a call back. So evidently she doesn't really care about ideas that would truly fix local roads. They want to keep their bureaucratic agency down in Lansing still operating. Complete failure of an agency department, and they don't want to fix it. That's okay. Next Republican governor businessman can do it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. Last segment, hour two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages coming in during the break. Randy, I agree with you 100%. I go and talk to my local county road commission all the time. When I'm out about traveling around the county, I hit a major pothole or I see a crack in the road that needs to be fixed. I stop over and visit with the road commissioner. They're aware of some of them they're not. We, the people talking to our local county road commissions, could fix the roads quicker, faster, and better, in my opinion. Joe, I agree with you. Out of Sheboygan, absolutely. One of the things you have to understand, Lansing, not only being far away for most of us, I don't believe they utilize the equipment that they currently have to investigate and to be made aware of the condition of the roads. They own 5 airplanes. They're housed in Ingham County Airport. How many times do they fly over and check out roads with photography equipment where they could actually take pictures? I don't know. I don't even know if that's something they do. Nobody can answer it for me. I've asked state reps. I've asked state senators. All they do is shrug their shoulders at me and go, I don't know. You don't know. We've got 5 airplanes that are airworthy being hangared at an expense to the people of the state of Michigan through the Michigan Department of Transportation's budget, and you don't know? Do you see how screwed up this is, folks? Now, I do know local county road commissions, they plow the snow. In the spring, they fill the potholes. I understand that they know where the problems are because we talk to them. I'm not going to call up somebody in Lansing. I'll give you a perfect example. US 31. From Traverse City all the way to the Mackinac Bridge. Basically to I-75. That is a state trunk road. US 31. At the street that I have to turn in at to come to my home, they have a light over the intersection of US 31 and the road that leads into our subdivision where we live. That light has been out for over a year. I contacted the Antrim County Road Commission. Sorry, Randy, That is a state trunk road. We'll notify MDOT and have them come and replace the bulb. Never happened. I contacted my local supervisor for Torch Lake Township. Well, call the road commission. I already did. They told me it was MDOT. They would contact MDOT and get it repaired. I want the dang light fixed so at night when I'm coming back, I can see the intersection where I need to turn. Sometimes, many of you know how dark it gets up here. It's pitch blackout. Only because it's on an S-curve do I know exactly where the intersection is, thank God, or I'd never even see my road to turn in on. That is something that should be done by the local county road commission. If there's a light, if there's a traffic sign, if there's a pothole, if there's a bridge in your county, fix it. Pure and simple. Nobody pointing fingers at the other guy. Well, no. He points the finger. It's MDOT in Lansing. Well, no. Township supervisor points the finger and says, no, it's the county road commission. I don't know who to believe, and I still can't get a light repaired at my own intersection. And the other problems that we have. What about your small townships or cities, villages? What are they supposed to do? Well, they get local revenue sharing. Where does that money come from? Lansing, in the form of a kickback to the county government. Does the county government, in fact, have enough money to repair these roads? Because roads are bad everywhere. I was in Petoskey the other day, took a back road through a subdivision. Again, major cracks, major holes. It's happening everywhere. What I'm saying is the current system is broken. It's not working. Why in God's earth would we give these people more money when they can't even manage the money they have to do it right now? Why is it you're going to have to throw more money into a bad managed system? Top-heavy management, very little boots on the ground. Guys with shovels in their hands, or ladies, I don't care. The bottom line is, it's not working. But yet they're going to continue to fight about the funding formula. You got to get rid of the foundation, the bureaucratic agency itself. MDOT has to be eliminated. Give it to the local county road commissions. If there's a road, bridge, anything, a light in your county, fix it. Final hour of today's show. We're moving on. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount.